Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It's a special edition of The Maggie Dawn Show. We're here on the Hilltop Farm in Spring Green, Wisconsin, with the Reisinger family. They have been farming this land, both agricultural products and livestock, for over 100 years. It's an especially wonderful day. Not only is the sun shining, it's a balmy 80 degrees. It is also the 49th wedding anniversary of the matriarch and patriarch of this family farm, Gene and Jim Reisinger. Again, to Gene and Jim, happy anniversary. Gene has now joined us with their son, Brian, who wrote the book Land Rich, Cash Poor, about your family's shared tradition and history and legacy here on this very land that we sit on today. Happy anniversary, Gene. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. We're enjoying it.
I am too. It's such a privilege to be here. Let's just get to know Jim and Gene a little bit. I heard that you all met on a blind date.
That's correct.
Tell us a little bit about this. And I also heard that you maybe wouldn't have been interested in Jim, Gene, if you would have known he was a farmer. But there was a little spark there on that first blind date. Gene, tell us, what about this man that you've spent these amazing 49 years with drew you in on that very first date?
Well, the very first date we went on was a planned blind date, and I didn't know what I was getting into. I just asked his height. That was important since I'm 6 foot tall and he was 6 foot tall.
Gene, I knew I liked you immediately when we met, as I am also 6 feet tall.
Yeah. So as the date progressed, within 35, 40 minutes, he told me he would be a farmer the rest of his life, as long as he had the ability to farm. Mm. And whoever would marry him would need to farm. And I was totally taken back because this was a first date, and I thought that was just, this is going to end soon. It'll be over.
Well, it's been 49 years, Gene. How is that prediction bearing out here?
Yeah. And 6 dates later, we got engaged.
Oh, my goodness.
So there you go.
Well, again, my most heartfelt congratulations to you both. You both have lived through quite a changing period of time for the family farm in the United States here, and frankly, globally, a lot of consolidation that we've seen. Jim, you were describing in our last segment how there used to be other family farms in this very valley here in Spring Green. Now there's only one remaining on the road I drove in on. What has it been like for you as the head of the family, in partnership with Gene, also as the head of the family, to see all of these changes, and for your marriage and your family to evolve right along with the evolution of farming in the United States? Gene, I'm going to start with you, and then we'll go to you, Jim. What has it been like? Do you feel like your family is evolving and reflective of the changes in farming in the United States over your near 50 years together?
I think our family has been very diversified. They've learned what it's like. They've been resilient. They've been able to get through some times that we've had to have bad times till we got to the good times. Mm. And they've been very understanding. Mm. They've also learned to appreciate what they have.
It takes a family to run a farm like this. Everybody's got to pitch in, Jim. You learned that at the elbow of your dad, Albert, growing up. When you now are looking with Gene to pass the torch to your daughter, Malia, whom we'll talk to a little bit later, did you, when you were a young man and met Gene, ever imagine that it might be your daughter that would carry on the family tradition?
Not at all. She is a special lady, I'll tell you that. Take on this work. You know, also, Brian was there also helping.
Yeah.
Because when we, before that, I got really sick, and Brian was there to help me do all the farm work. He got up early in the morning and to milk the cows and feed the cows. Now Malia's doing the same thing, you know. She's really digging in. So,
Gene, I was wondering if you could just share with our listeners a bit, when you had both kids and the farm was active, tell me what an average day for Gene Reisinger was back a few decades here with the two little kids and the farm to run. When did you generally get up in the morning, Gene?
Well, I get up about 3 o'clock, cleaned my house, washed my floor, went out to the barn, and got to work and helped to do what I needed to do.
What were the typical tasks? We know you got to get the cows milked at least twice a day, mornings and afternoons. What else comprised your farm work in an average day, Gene?
Well, I helped milk cows. I helped feed calves. I helped chop, bale, mow. For 25 years, I did all the tractor driving that I could do to help. I had my favorite things I did, and I didn't like.
This is what I want to know. What was your favorite task on the farm?
Oh, I love chopping hay. I love mowing hay, and I love driving the baler.
Oh, that does sound like good fun.
And I hated fencing. Absolutely. I never learned how to do it. I wasn't capable.
Does anybody really like it? I mean, I don't.
No.
That is just backbreaking, unfun work.
Yeah.
I've only tried to put a post in once, and I was like, oh, I thought I would have an angle on it since I was 6 feet. No such luck, Gina.
No.
I literally feel your pain. Jim, did you have a favorite task on the farm?
Milking the cows. Because he was there just seeing the milk come into the bulk tank and things like that. Even on the last day we sold our cows, the bulk tank was plumb full.
Amazing.
They poured out all their love. Yes, they did.
As someone who spent the greatest majority of my life as a paper pusher, the opportunities that I've had to see the metaphoric bucket of milk when I actually have done real work and you can see the fruits of your labor, it's really special. So thank you so much for sharing a bit of your lives with us. Brian, we're going to have you come back in a little bit. We're going to talk about the changing economy of farming. We're going to talk about the future of the Reisinger farm. Next up, we're going to be joined by Christy Updike of the Farmer Angel Network. We'll discuss the challenges that are facing farmers, some of the mental health challenges, and the resources that are here in Wisconsin to help out family farmers just like Gene, Jim, Malia, and Brian. My big, big thanks to their family for having us here. Stay tuned. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.